Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Molson Coors Beverage Company, one of the world's largest brewers, known for iconic brands like Coors Light, Miller Lite, and Blue Moon. Molson Coors has a long history in the beer industry and continues to be a key player in the global beverage market. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the beverage sector. Let's dive in.
Molson Coors has a strong presence in the global beer market, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like brand loyalty and the anchoring effect influence their decision-making, particularly in marketing and product development?
Brand loyalty is a significant factor in Molson Coors' decision-making, particularly in how they market their products and develop new offerings. This bias can lead the company to rely heavily on the established reputations of their iconic beer brands, potentially limiting their willingness to innovate or explore new beverage categories. While this focus on brand loyalty helps maintain a stable customer base and ensures consistent sales, it may also prevent Molson Coors from fully capitalizing on emerging consumer trends such as the growing demand for craft beers or non-alcoholic beverages. The anchoring effect is another key factor where the company might base their pricing, marketing strategies, and product expectations on past successes, which can sometimes lead to an overemphasis on traditional products and a reluctance to adapt to new market conditions.
This focus on leveraging established brands and maintaining consistency has helped Molson Coors build a loyal customer base, appealing to investors who prioritize steady returns and strong brand equity.
Exactly. Molson Coors' emphasis on brand loyalty and consistency has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking stability in the beverage industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new product categories to ensure long-term growth and relevance in a rapidly changing market.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Molson Coors Beverage Company. As a global beverage company with a wide range of consumers, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Molson Coors given their global consumer base and the need to appeal to diverse demographics across different regions. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is essential for developing products and marketing strategies that resonate with a wide range of consumers. A diverse workforce can help Molson Coors better understand cultural preferences and trends, leading to more inclusive and effective products and advertising campaigns. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining operational excellence and driving long-term growth.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in consumer-facing industries like beverages, where understanding and addressing diverse consumer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Molson Coors not only strengthens its ability to create products that resonate with a diverse range of consumers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible beverage production. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Now, let's compare Molson Coors Beverage Company to other companies in the beverage sector like Anheuser-Busch InBev, Heineken, and Constellation Brands. How do Molson Coors behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Molson Coors dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the beverage sector, such as Anheuser-Busch InBev, Heineken, and Constellation Brands, particularly in their approach to brand management, innovation, and market adaptation. Molson Coors' emphasis on maintaining strong brand loyalty and leveraging well-known products appeals to investors looking for consistency in the beverage industry. Anheuser-Busch InBev, with its focus on global brand dominance and cost efficiency, appeals to those interested in growth through scale and market penetration. Heineken, known for its strong focus on premium and international brands, offers a different approach to managing a diversified portfolio, while Constellation Brands' emphasis on innovation and premiumization positions it as a leader in exploring new beverage categories. Molson Coors' focus on balancing brand strength with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of relying too heavily on established brands in a rapidly changing market.
And unlike Heineken or Constellation Brands, which have a broader focus on premium and innovative beverages, Molson Coors' strength lies in its ability to maintain brand loyalty and consistency across a wide range of popular beer products.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Molson Coors, the focus on brand strength and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the beverage industry.
To sum up, Molson Coors Beverage Company's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Molson Coors' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.